I'm going to invite Jim Dees to come up. We've got two sessions today. Jim's doing a talk this morning, and it's really an ideas gathering session and creating a bit of energy. This afternoon, we're going to have a workshop in the Austin Hall from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Everyone's welcome to come along. Both Jim and Denise will be facilitating a process of working through and looking at how we can best optimise the assets of our community. The most outstanding assets are the people in our community, as we've just been seen in evidence here with this young group. So without any further ado, I'd like to invite Jim.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here. I've been on the road in New Zealand for a couple of weeks. I was in Australia before. This is what I've been most looking forward to. I love this island. I've been here a few times. I just really look forward to coming back. And I love the natural beauty of this place, but what really inspires me are people like the young people here who are not the leaders of tomorrow, they're the leaders of today. Yeah. Right. So thanks for what you do. I just love the spirit of community here in Waiakea. It's just phenomenal. And that's my passion. I've been doing community work all my life as a volunteer, as a neighborhood activist. I started as a community organizer in Seattle, organizing very low-income neighborhoods to have a voice with City Hall. We were a very militant organization. When the council put up a traffic light after a child was killed in the intersection, we blocked that intersection until we got the light. We went on, worked on bigger issues like closing down the nuclear power plants in Washington State. Never took no for an answer, you know? And we're increasingly getting active as our local government wasn't being responsive. And we were the most militant group. There were neighborhood associations all over Seattle that were becoming increasingly active. And finally, our council said, we got to do work in a different way because they were getting voted out of office. People were angry. So they formed a Department of Neighborhoods out of our local council in 1988. I got the surprise of my life because the mayor called me and said, Jim, I'd like to appoint you to be the director of this department. And the reason I was shocked was because I'd only had two interactions with him prior to that. One was when we had picketed his house, and the other was when we released a live chicken in his office because he backed down to campaign commitment. Still not quite sure why he appointed me, but I think what I realized was if I was going to keep that job for very long, I couldn't just train people how to release chickens in the mayor's office. And the idea became, how do we start getting government to value active citizens as a strength rather than as a problem? And how do we get people in communities to start thinking of government as an extension of themselves rather than thinking of themselves just as ratepayers? And so we started up a lot of programs to build on the strengths of community, like a neighborhood matching fund where we provide a cash match from local government in exchange for the community's equal match of volunteer labor in support of community-initiated projects, including many, many, many youth projects. Through that program, more than 5,000 community self-help projects have been completed over the last 20 years. Over 90 organic community gardens with 7,000 urban gardeners, pocket parks all over the city. Every one of our playgrounds has been redesigned and rebuilt by neighbors. Really cool playgrounds, renovating facilities, creating oral histories. Then we gave neighborhoods the power to create their own plans. And we found how powerful that was in terms of not just holding council accountable. It wasn't just the planner's plan, it was the whole community's plan. But also realizing that there are things communities can do that government can't do so well. And that about a quarter of the recommendations were actually carried out by the neighbors themselves. Because if you think about it, government's probably the one we want to enforce our laws. Government's probably the one we want to do some of the major planning for the area. But when it comes to the things we care most deeply about, they're best done by community. Everything we care most deeply about, whether that's caring for the earth, caring for one another, preventing crime, promoting health, responding to disaster, fighting for social justice, everything that's most important to us comes from bottom up. It comes from our community. So without strong communities, we can't make the kind of world we want to make it. So I'm so excited about the local board plan because it's really involved a lot of community consultation. It sounds like it's the community's plan. It's not just the local board's plan. And what I'd really like to focus on today is what's the community's role in helping to implement that plan, both holding council accountable for implementation and making sure we have justice here on the island, but also, more importantly, I think, thinking about what's the community's role in helping to implement that plan. What are some of the underutilized strengths on this island that we can mobilize to do really, really cool work? There's a lot of great stuff going on here, but I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think there's so much more that could be done. So this afternoon, we're going to be talking about what are some of those underutilized resources. How do we get everybody on the island engaged so it's not just the usual suspects, right? And what are some tools we can use to really help the local board carry out that plan? So Denise and I are going to be over in this area over here if you'd like to have a little discussion yet this morning. But I really encourage you to come back this afternoon, because this afternoon we're going to talk about how to mobilize and take action to make this great island an even better place. So let me give it over to Denise for Denise from Inspiring Communities. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks, everyone, for being here. I'm Denise from Inspiring Communities. I've just been part of your local economy. Let me put that down. I'm really lucky in that I get to work all over New Zealand. I can speak louder, speak closer. With Inspiring Communities. Inspiring Communities was set up in 2008 to find it when people noticed that the communities that thrived were communities that had people, residents, local people involved in decision making as much as action taking. And so we were set up to find out what was happening, what was working, and the difference it was making. So much less militant than Jim's background, but we've got to work with a whole bunch of communities around all over New Zealand, working out what is actually working for them and helping other people to learn from that so we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time we try and do something new. So that's where I'm going to stop. I feel really lucky to be able to do that, to be able to share those stories, and Jim and I will be over there if you want to come and talk to us, but certainly come back this afternoon and we can actually find out what you want to do, how you want to contribute to this local plan, and the things that you already have that can make these things happen rather than always looking for more. There's often a lot within a community that you can use anyway. So kia ora.
So there you go, we'll leave you in peace for a while, but feel free to wander over and peruse the stalls and share some ideas. And make sure that if you've got the time available this afternoon that you pop down to the Austin Hall here. We'll have a cup of tea on and some cookies for afternoon tea, and come and share your ideas and thoughts as to how we can get this plan underway. So thank you again.